Good morning and welcome to All Things Jessamine. I'm Doug Fain. On today's program, we're going to be talking to a fella who has coached high school baseball for 37 years, 12 of those at West Jessamine High. He's retired this year with one of the winningest coaches in Kentucky baseball history. Jody Hamilton is his name, and he'll join us right after this word from one of our fine sponsors here on Jess FM.
What's the most beautiful, breathtaking, and vibrant thing at a wedding? It brings everything together, demanding your attention while ever so subtle in its allure. You guessed it, the gorgeous flowers from Rachel's Rose Garden. And the bride, of course. I'm Rachel Wolf, owner of Rachel's Rose Garden, your Jessamine County florist, and I would love to help you plan floral designs and decorations for your special day. Rachel's Rose Garden is conveniently located on Main Street in Wilmore. I hope you'll stop in to see me or give me a call at 859-858-9415 so we can start planning for your flowers from Rachel's Rose Garden.
Good morning and welcome to All Things Jessamine. Doug Fain along with you, and glad to be here as we continue to learn more about people, places, and things in our county. Well, today we're going to be talking to a gentleman who has been in our community for a few years. Every once in a while, we like to talk about things that are happening now rather than going back way in the past, although we're going to talk about his past because it leads to now. His name is Jody Hamilton, and he is the, or was the, baseball coach at West Jessamine High for several years, has retired this year after a long, distinguished career, and we're going to talk to him about that. Good morning.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
Oh, I'm good, and I'm glad you're here with us. I guess the best place to start, I want people to understand how you got to where you are today. So tell us a little bit about where you're from, maybe who your parents were, and your education. How? Take me up to the time you met your bride. How about that?
Okay. I'm from Ashland, Kentucky. I was in Tomcat. And I played baseball there for 3 years, and we won the regional title a couple years, Final Four 1 year.
Yeah.
And I signed with Morehead State University. I was in the first recruiting class of Steve Hamilton, who came out of the big leagues, who pitched there for 11 and a half years. We were no relation. We were just both tall, skinny, ugly Hamiltons. And he, you know, he taught me quite a bit, especially about pitching, even though I wasn't a pitcher in college. My first year of coaching actually was as a graduate assistant, and that was our first year of being married, too.
Okay.
And I married Denise Hamilton, who came from Greenup County, and she's a few years younger than me, and I always tell everybody she trapped me, but I think it was the other way around.
Let me go back to when you were young. First off, your parents. You said Ashland was where you were from?
Yes.
What did your parents do for occupation?
Okay, well, my mom was a housewife, and my father worked in steel mills and worked construction.
Did he play sports when he
was young? No, no. Yeah. My mom and dad, and I told this story to the kids the other day, they were Depression kids and World War II kids, and I think that's where I got a lot of my thinking about team, you know, because mom, after we'd play, she didn't make all the games or whatever, and she'd come in and she'd say, "How'd you do? Did you win?" And that's all she cared about. She didn't want to know if
any particular.
Did
the team win?
Did they win? And, you know, you go back to their living and growing up, you know, in the Depression, if you didn't have a team, you weren't going to make it.
Yeah, that's
and
right.
The same thing with World War II. Yeah. And I told the kids, everybody worked during World War II.
Mm-hmm. Now, are you an only child? Do you have siblings?
No, I got a brother and sister.
Yeah. And tell us a little bit about them. Where are they now?
My sister is a retired teacher out of Fayette County, and my brother's back home, retired, also a construction worker, welder.
Okay. So, at a young age, did you start to play sports? What got you interested? Was it just baseball? Was it other things, too?
Well, at an early age, I played everything, you know, just like everybody else, but we were never indoors. We were always outside playing, and I can remember when I first started playing, I was about 8 years old, and you know, my brother was on the team, and that helped me. You know, I had more fire about it to play, and I just wanted to play. That's all I wanted to do.
So once you got into high school, I guess that's when you kind of realized baseball is my sport. Is
well, right? Yeah, it was. It just worked out that way.
Yeah.
My graduating class had 487 kids.
Wow. And what year was that?
That was 1976.
That's a lot of people.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a big bump. Because I remember in 76, I graduated in 80, and at that time it was Jessamine County High. The split hadn't occurred here. And we had 285 people, and it was the biggest one that ever was. And, I mean, you had 200 more than that. That's a big bunch of people.
Yeah, we won the region in every single sport except girls basketball, and that was the second year of girls basketball.
Yeah.
And we were number one in the state most of the year in girls basketball.
Wow.
And we got upset in a regional championship.
When you signed to go to college, did you sign to play baseball?
Yes.
So they recruited you? Was it Moorhead, did you say?
It was the only, you know, coach always said that his first class was the class that he liked the most just because, you know, it was his first class.
Right.
But three or four of the boys on there, the only school that even recruited him was Coach Hamilton.
Really?
And at Moorhead. So, you know, he's kind of proud of that the fact that, you know, he recruited guys that he saw talent in. Mm-hmm. They just needed to be, mm-hmm. you know, taught how to play.
Now, when you went to school, Moorhead, I mean, I know you went to play ball, but did you have in mind what you wanted to do for a living at that time?
Or no, sir.
Just thought, well, I'll figure that out once I get there.
As a matter of fact, you know, you have to take the ACT test. I didn't even know that. And coach says, well, did you take that test? And I said, what test? And he says, that ACT test. And I said, no, coach, I ain't had it yet. And he said, well, you got to go take it before you can sign.
Yeah.
So I went and took it. And, you know, in the preliminary stuff of the ACT, they ask you all these questions and
right.
what you would like to major in. And come to find out, agriculture was my number one, mm-hmm. and being a physical education teacher was number two.
Oh, really?
So it ended up in reverse now that I'm got a little farm, so yeah. I'm doing the agriculture part now.
Now.
And I did the physical education part in the beginning.
Is that when you took the ACT and they and I know what you're talking about, they kind of figure out what might be best for you. Is that when you thought, okay, well, that's what I'll do then?
No.
What did you major in?
Baseball.
You did? That was it. It was baseball.
Yeah, that was it. And, you know, of course, I didn't realize until, you know, my later years that I needed to do better in classes. And it just worked out for me.
Yeah. Now, at what point in time, you mentioned Denise, did you actually meet her?
I actually met her in my junior year in college. She was a freshman.
Oh, she went there too. Okay.
Yeah. So she was a freshman, and she was dating another baseball player. And they walked by me, and, you know, I thought she's kind of cute.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So it worked out. The next year, I signed with the Yankees. Well, you know, I knew she was dating a baseball. That was my senior year. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
But my senior year, I signed with the Yankees, and she was still, that's when she was dating that boy. And I thought, well, you know, no big deal. But my mom told me that she got a call when I was on the road. And she mm-hmm. said, some girl named Denise Craig
mm-hmm.
called. And I said, I wonder what she wants. She's got a boyfriend, you know. So I didn't think, and so I didn't think anything of it, and never returned her call. She gave me the number and everything.
Yeah.
I didn't return her call. So we get back to school, and I'm getting ready to start my student teaching in the fall.
Mm-hmm.
So I get back there, and we see each other and start talking. And she had already broken up with the other boy.
Wondered why you hadn't called.
She probably had.
All right, before I go on and get into what you just mentioned about your career with baseball, let's talk a little more about your family. You and her married and I guess decided at some point in time to have a family.
Yeah.
Let's brag about them a little bit.
I have two.
Mm-hmm.
And my first one is a boy, Casey. Mm-hmm. He's coaching at Kentucky Wesleyan College.
Okay.
And he is getting ready to have his first.
Good.
And it's going to be a little girl. That'll be our first.
Oh.
So we're really excited about that.
Yes.
And then I have a daughter, Nina, who mm-hmm. is majored in nursing and graduated. She got a nursing degree, but she's temporarily a home.
Yeah.
Or a housewife and mother. And she's married and got two boys,
okay.
Josie, 4,
yeah.
and Wiley, 2.
So your two grandsons, and they're getting ready to have the daughter, and that one will be spoilt rotten.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Let's go back to what you said, because you mentioned that at some point in time you signed with the Yankees, and I assume you're talking about the New York
yes.
group organization. How'd that all come about?
Drafted after my junior year
okay.
by the Texas Rangers in the 16th round. And I had knee surgery, and I'm laying in a hospital bed, and Dad was there, and he says, well, the Rangers just drafted you. What do you want me to tell him?
Oh, my goodness.
I said, well, time I'm going back to school, I can't, you know.
Yeah.
I didn't want to go and try to work my way through rehab in professional baseball. So
right.
I wasn't going to sign for much money, if any. So I just went back to school and got my education.
And that was a good move, evidently.
I mean, yeah.
Because
yeah.
You got your
career, I got my got chance
your,
to play.
Right. It got your degree and all that stuff. So the Yankee, did you go back into the draft? Is that how that worked?
Well, you automatically go back in the draft after you turn down the other team for the
okay.
next year.
Okay.
But they have you until the next draft. If you know if
the,
they,
the Texas people.
Right.
Okay.
That they did then.
Okay.
It may be different now. I'm not sure, but I couldn't sign as a free agent with somebody else, I don't
yeah.
think.
What position did you play?
I was an outfielder and
okay.
ended up playing first base.
Yeah. So how long did that last, the tour with
just
the Yankees?
1 year.
1 year?
Yeah, 1 year. I found out I didn't have enough money to play professional baseball.
And what does that mean?
Well, you know, if you sign as a free agent after your senior year, you're not going to get a bonus.
Oh, yeah?
You're just not going to get very much at all. So you're going to live on the salary that they give you.
Uh-huh.
Which at the time was $600 a month.
Wow.
Yeah, it's not much. It's not much. And that means you got to pay your room,
everything.
Board, everything, take care of yourself all through baseball season. And, you know, mom and dad had worked so hard to help me go through to school mm-hmm. and everything else. I wasn't about to ask them for anything else.
I have often heard, and maybe it's the same with that level too, but somebody told me one time about the Lexington Legends. They have to even buy their own uniforms. Do you have to
no,
do
I,
that?
No,
you
I didn't
then.
Have to do that.
But you still had all these other expenses that had to come out of that. Mm-hmm. Do you regret that it didn't go longer? I mean, do you miss it? Did you
no.
think?
Yeah. No, I had my chance.
Good experience.
Oh, it was. It was.
Yeah.
People see the glamour part of the games, and they don't see getting in at 3 o'clock in the morning from a road trip and
mm-hmm.
being back on the field at 9 o'clock practicing for 2 hours and then being back in the ball field at 3 o'clock for BP before your game and getting home at midnight.
Yeah. I'd love
on a home
day.
Game.
Yeah.
Then you start all over again, 9 o'clock, 3 o'clock,
wow.
midnight.
Yeah.
So it was pretty rough.
So the Yankees, you did that. You did that for a year. And then is that at the point in time when you came back and did your student teaching?
Well, I actually fell in love.
Oh, okay. Well, the important
yeah,
thing.
But you're right. I did start my student teaching.
Yeah.
I was back in school, and that's when we started dating. This
uh-huh.
was my 5th year of school.
Okay.
And I was going to graduate in December, and ended up I didn't go to school. Or I was going to I had one more full year.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it was.
Mm-hmm.
And I was going to graduate the next December because I'd planned on going back to pro ball.
Okay.
But I didn't realize the other part was going to happen with
yeah, with that, with her.
Yeah.
Did you know, though, at that time, because of student teaching, obviously you knew that you were going to be some kind of a teacher then, I guess.
Yes.
You had pretty much decided.
Right.
At what point, okay, let's get you graduated. You and Denise, you know, you're there, you're together, and you finally graduate. Where's your first job after that?
Raceland High School.
And so you automatically go to a high school, and did you start out coaching?
I coached 8 teams.
Really?
For 4 years.
At the same time?
At the same time. Well, the most I ever coached was 4. Raceland being a small school, a lot of sports overlap.
Right.
I coached middle school football, head coach,
uh-huh.
freshman football, head coach, JV football, head coach,
oh,
assistant on the varsity on Friday night and Saturday and Sunday morning or Sunday afternoons.
When did you have time for Denise? I mean, my goodness, you were busy.
We didn't. Then we went to basketball season. I was a head JV coach, assistant varsity.
Yeah.
And then we went to baseball, and I was head baseball coach, and I started a JV team,
mm-hmm.
and that was my 8 teams in 1 year.
Golly. And I guess you knew in college, at some point it dawned on you, coaching's what I want to do. Or did it just kind of fall on you?
It just kind of fell on me, really.
Yeah.
And, of course, I love sports. I've always
right.
loved sports, no matter what it was. You know, in college, I played every intramural sport you could play, badminton
yeah.
being my favorite.
Really?
I was later in my career there at Moorhead, I was a badminton champion individual, but me and one of the baseball players were 3 times, we won the doubles championship there. So
wow.
Badminton, if you ask my former players, you know, they understand.
I would never in 1,000 years have guessed that. If you'd have just walked up to me and said, guess what's, you know, I mean, it's just badminton. I just wouldn't have thought
it's a great sport.
It's amazing. So you go to Raceland. Now, we're going to eventually get up to today and some of these numbers that you've compiled. But you had to start somewhere, and that was Raceland. That's it. Where did you go from there?
Well, I taught middle school math and physical education in the high school.
Okay.
And baseball-wise?
Yeah, your coaching career as far as your baseball.
Okay, well, we had one losing record there, and that was 1986. Mm-hmm. We didn't have a field. We took infield on the school parking lot. My father-in-law, who is a great friend of mine, I asked him, I said, hey, if we get all these cars off here, can we paint a field on here? He says, yeah, we can do bases and stuff. So we did the bases before the game.
No sliding practice, I hope.
No, we didn't do that. We had no left field. So, and we had no center field either.
Right.
But we had right field. So all the outfielders go to right field. We had our outfielders in right field were great. Left fielder kind of struggled a bit. But we played every single game on the road while they were building a field.
Uh-huh.
And we did have a tunnel in the gym. So we would break up practice and take ground balls out there on the pavement during practice and go in the gym and hit. And before games, we would get to back then we didn't have lights. Nobody had lights on their fields. As a matter of fact, nobody had grass on their fields. Mm-hmm. It was all dirt fields. Mm-hmm. So when we would get to a game, we wouldn't have time to take infield. So we would have to ask the teachers to move their cars so we could take infield before the game on the blacktop. And that was, I'm really proud of that team, though. Even though we finished 13-15, that was the first district championship that team had in 19 years.
Wow.
And the first home game we had that year since we won the district was our first game in the regional tournament, which we lost to a really good team.
But still, I mean, to do that on an asphalt practice field. I guess you went through a lot of baseballs.
Well, we went through some really good teams. We played Greenham County, even if you look today, they're one of the powerhouses in the 16th region. They're doing great, and they were great then. Mm-hmm. And we played Russell High School, which was traditionally, back then, had really great athletes. Mm-hmm. So we went through a tough one.
How long were you at Raceland?
4 years.
Okay. Then where did you hop to?
Boyd County.
Back home.
Back home.
And
Boyd County and Ashland are different schools.
Okay. Well, when I say back home, I mean literally where you were raised as far as the geographic area.
Yeah. Well, Ashland, Graham County. We lived in Raceland, Worthington.
Yeah.
I'm only 8 miles from Ashland at the most. Mm-hmm. Either way. So
you're close. It's all together.
It's all.
You go to Ashland High?
Yes, sir.
And it, Blazers?
Is that right?
Yeah. How long were you there?
How long were I?
At Ashland. Did you coach?
No, I was at Boyd County.
Boyd County. I'm sorry.
I was at Boyd County 16 years.
Yes, 16.
16.
Now, was that, you had a total of 37, is that right?
Yes.
Is that the biggest stretch, the 16
No,
years?
No, I coached at West 16 years.
The West was 16. Okay, so you split with them.
Boyd County, we were, when I walked in there, we started off 0-7 my first year. We won our first game against Russell. We had two hits and we won 7-2. I'd made my mind up. The philosophy that we were going to do is just take off and go. And if we walked, we stole. We just went. And
you won with 7 runs, but only 2 hits.
Had 2 hits.
Pretty impressive.
So we had some error. They had some error.
Yeah.
And we created more. So we were 0-7. Then we went 0-6. So we're 1-13.
Uh-huh.
And we go on a run and we finished 19-17.
Wow.
And we saw that we could be pretty good and had most of those kids back. As a matter of fact, I had 3 seniors on that team, and one was the superintendent's boy who ended up pitching at Moorhead, and a really good player, and another kid went on, played his, at another school. But that was 1988 then, the first year that we actually won the regional tournament. And we go to the Final Four. And when we go to the Final Four, we play a team out of Western Kentucky, and I throw my number one pitcher. And Lafayette was in the other, playing St. X.
Mm-hmm.
So we both won. So we go to the very next day, and Lafayette's got a pitcher that's very good.
This is a championship?
This is
With Lafayette.
This is the state high school championship.
What year was that?
1988.
Okay.
So we go then, and they start their same pitcher they did the day before. Well, I will not do that. And I wouldn't. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't do that to any kid.
Mm-hmm.
So they beat us, of course, and beat us pretty soundly. They had a nice team, and I had one really good pitcher, and I would have loved to have played him. And I told the newspaper that. I said, you know, I would have loved to have played him, you know, with our number one guy and their number one guy, just to see how it played out. And Lewis Stout, who was commissioner of Kentucky High School Athletic Association, called me and says, okay, you got to help devise a pitching rule for the state. He told me to meet up with Don Harton in Moorhead, who was a renowned baseball guy, former umpire, and he said, get the rules for our state. So we jotted them down, we sent them in, and that was the rules we had until a couple years ago. They just changed to a couple years ago to pitch count. Whereas used to be innings.
In so many days, is that right?
But the main thing that we wanted to make sure was that there was rest.
And and I understand what you, having played it myself, I understand what you're saying, is that it's just hard, especially on kids, and that's what they are. They're kids. You know, I think that's one thing, Jody, that we tend to forget, even when you get into college and you start thinking about, well, let's just take UK, for example. You know, you expect these team to do great, but then you forget they're 18-year-old kids, and you're dealing with kids younger than that, and to put them through that, where they're throwing, I don't know how many pitches in a game, but 100 or more in 2 days in a row, that's hard on you. I mean, it's hard on your arm. And it's not worth hurting somebody just for for that.
But it was self-policed back then. You know, we didn't have to turn in how many pitches we threw or anything like that. And, you know, the parents all knew the rules. And if you hurt the kid, you were liable. So you didn't dare go over the rules.
So you go to Boyd County. Now, did you win at some point in that time a championship?
Yeah, we actually played again in the state championship in 98 against Harrison County, who had a veteran team, and I ended up starting two freshmen, two sophomores, or three sophomores, and two juniors and rest seniors. And they ended up beating us in Paducah. Then in 2001, we ended up finally winning, and that was my three championships that I played. I coached in those. And my son Casey was on that team. He was a junior.
Okay, in Boyd County. Now, is that when you came to Jessamine?
After Casey graduated in 2002, we moved here.
What brought that about? I mean, you've been in Boyd County for 16 years coaching, and, you know, like we said, that area is home. Why here?
Well, a lot of it had to do with my father-in-law passing away. We were best friends, and I kind of went into a lull, you know, and he'd been with us from day one all the way for those 20 years coaching. And, of course, Casey was there, too. So Casey signed with Mississippi State. My father-in-law died on August 8th. We buried him on August 10th, and August 12th, Casey went to Mississippi State.
So your father-in-law, best friend, is gone.
And the field's named after him.
And your son is gone.
Yes.
To college. And you're up, you know, your kid going to college, especially your oldest one, is enough to make you kind of going a little, oh my gosh, funk, if you will. So all this has happened to you within a matter of days.
Yeah.
And you thought, I guess it's time for a break. Did it just, that's kind of what came
about? No, it was a mental thing. It, you know, and things went wrong, and I ended up just.
How'd you find out about this job? Is there some kind of guide that goes out?
Yeah, it was kind of funny. See, that field back home is named after my wife's dad. Or the complex there. It ended up being an entire complex. It's named after, it's Larry Addington Field, but it's Luther E. Craig Baseball Complex.
Okay.
So every time you drive into school, what do you see?
You see it.
Yeah. Sign, big old sign.
Right.
And it kind of got to me. But this job came open, and they hadn't been very good, and it's new school. And a girl that I went to school with had four sons. I went to school with her at Ashland, and she calls and says, you know, this job's here. Would you be interested in it? I said, I don't know.
Does she live here?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she was a Jessamine cat.
Okay.
Okay. And Jill Apro, it was Jill King back in high school.
Yeah.
But I ended up looking into it, and then I drove down here, and I saw Mr. Saylor and Mr. Temple. They were there, and I said, this has got to be one of the five worst fields in the state. I said, no, no, there's a lot more out there. I said, fellas, I've been around the state.
I know.
This is bad. They said, well, we're working on it. We're going to have a new one. I said, okay. So they did.
And you mentioned them. I was going to ask you who was principal that hired you. Mm-hmm. Owen Sailors.
Right.
Who, by the way, I just saw a few weeks ago in Simpsonville. He's retired.
Yeah.
And living in Lexington now. He'd gone from here to Owensboro. Of course, when I knew Owen first, he was the band director.
Right.
At the Justin County High. And then you married mentioned Charlie Temple, I guess, who was the AD.
He was
county AD, I guess,
right,
at that time.
Right.
Yeah. So they got the field fixed up, and that's what we see today, which is a very nice complex out there.
We actually played every game on the road here also while that was going on. Mm-hmm. But we played at Memorial Sports Complex. So we did have
down
the
road.
We were considered a home team.
Right.
But I tell kids this, I tell the parents and everybody that wants to hear it. My first 2 years here, we played in 8 home games. That's all we played.
Wow.
And all the rest of them on the road. Well, the football team in my first 2 years played 9 home games.
Yes.
So in my first 3, we played 8 games on that field, and they played 9, one more than we did in 2 years.
In two years. That's amazing. Yeah. You're traveling along, settling into West Jessamyn High, and things are kind of going well. And then all of a sudden, a few years ago, just what, through 2-3 years ago?
15.
You get this team that just absolutely, and probably not you, but to a lot of people, is just like, oh my gosh, what in the world's going on? The West Jessamyn team that won it all, the state championship. Did you know before the season that these boys had it in them?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, we actually had it a few times, but from the senior class of 2013. Or 2014, 15, 16. I coached those boys all year, mm-hmm. basically. Mm-hmm. They played. They didn't go play, travel ball. And mm-hmm. when I say I coached them, I had them from the time they were in the 6th and 7th grade.
Okay.
So if you ask me which kids are special, it's got to be that bunches of guys just because, mm-hmm. I had them for so many years.
Right.
Now, I did do that earlier, too. I had them. I know the 2011 senior class, I had every one of those boys up until, mm-hmm. From 6th grade on.
Mm-hmm.
So it was kind of fun.
But that in that year, when it first started, mm-hmm. what was the record that year, by the way? What was her final record? Do you remember?
36-7, I believe.
I remember I coached girls softball several mm-hmm. years. And I remember coaching a couple of girls, and I told their dad, and it's funny because they were only 5-6 years old. And I remember telling their dad, the youngest girl, I said, she's gonna outdo the older one. It's going to happen. You could just tell by looking at them. You knew when you looked at them. And I guess that's kind of the feeling you get. You see these boys, and you see them from 6th grade, and you watch them, and then you see them develop. And I guess before that year of 15, did you actually have the thought in your mind, we can win the state this year? It's very easy for us to win the state.
Well, I have that feeling every year.
That's a good coach right there.
And George Hawker, a good friend of mine and was our booster president for many years, mm-hmm. he says, what is your goal? And I said, well, he says, what do you think about next year? And I said, well, my goal is to be good every year.
Right.
I'm not coming here just to be a one-year wonder and turn around and leave or whatever. I want to be good every single year.
Yeah.
And we never had a losing record.
Yeah.
Only twice did we not win 20 games. I'm pretty proud of it.
Well, sure, you should be. West Jessamyn, is that your second state championship or third?
Second.
Well, state championship, right?
One at each school.
Yeah, one at each school. So this year, 37 years, and somebody the other day, and I think it was Will Osborne who works at the station, mentioned this, 37 years coaching, 37 years married, is that right? And you wore the number 37? Was that right?
That's right.
Well, did all that just kind of happen? Is that coincidence? Or
yeah, I did. Yeah, I did. Actually, I was 36 years in high school, first year being graduate assistant with Denise. Suffered through that first year and until she graduated high school or college. So she was so much younger than me. I had to wait to it took her 2.5 years to graduate. Mm-hmm. It took me 5.5, so, but it worked out. But 36 years in high school, 37 total, yes.
And your total win record. Now, folks, I want y'all to listen to this because this is the impressive numbers here. How many wins do you have in all those years?
938.
Wow. And 2 state championships.
Mm-hmm.
That's amazing. Are you the winningest high school baseball coach in Kentucky?
No. Oh, no.
Is there others?
I've got several friends. I think maybe seven. Seven.
What's your shining moment of all 37 years? Now, I'm talking about baseball coaching. I know Denise is the answer to your life, maybe your kids, but to use your coaching. Is there one? Can you pinpoint something?
You know, as a coach, you always look at the final results, know, and that, you know, each time when you see a kid that maybe struggles in school or doesn't have much money or, you know, succeeds, that's what keeps you burning.
And that's the thing, Jody, is that, and I understand that, having, even though I didn't coach on the level you did, but having been involved in it, is you go into it every year and you want your team to, as you said, you come to have a winning record. Mm-hmm. That's what you're hired to do, and that's what you want to do. But there's other things that are a whole lot more important. And I bet you that you have students right now that when you hear about the success that they've had in their life and are having, it probably makes your heart swell even more than any state championship you could win, because you had a part of that and you were able to see that and you were able to watch them grow and have that team, getting back to your mom and dad, having that team attitude even in their life. And it's amazing how these kids and how sports can prepare them for what they're going to see, even though they may not play ever again. That's got to be the most rewarding thing, I would think, as a coach.
It is. Just to know you've been there and been part of them, or you know them.
Right.
And maybe something you said hit home with them.
Yeah.
You know, that makes you coach. That's the reason you coach.
I have interviewed on this program several people who have been involved in teaching and different things. And that's the thing, is that there are people, and I've tried to tell this to my children, even though they're just getting in college now and getting ready to get out in that age, you know, and some in high school, is that what you do today, you will never really know what effect it has on people that you'll never meet. And things that you may have said to some of these athletes that are going out into the world now in all different careers, and the people they are touching, that can come back to something maybe that Jody Hamilton said. I mean, you'll never know that. And I just think that's really cool. I mean, it's a good lesson for all of us to know. You better watch how you act. You better watch what you say and how you treat people, because it does affect hundreds and thousands of other people without us even knowing it. And I say, even class people that you have, it's not necessarily athletes, it's people in school that you taught.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing.
Or your coaching opponents.
Yeah.
You know, the little fraternity you have there with your coaches and the coaches that you coach against, it's special.
So what are you going to do now? Now, you said you were back into your farming. It's all circled back around to agriculture. What's now?
Well, I'm not getting out of baseball.
Okay.
I'm going to hang around. I'm going to make sure two little fellas can play.
There you go. And a little girl.
Well, I'll leave that. I don't want to get in on that. My daughter played three sports. I didn't want to coach her. It was tough.
It's a job, yes.
But I may do some different things for baseball. I'm not getting out of our coaches association. Mm-hmm. And that's one thing I'm proud of, and we haven't talked about this, but, you know, baseball was a minor sport when I played in high school, and just like some of the other sports. Mm-hmm. And, I did have a goal, and – you know, I saw all these other larger sports when I came into it, like football and basketball in particular. Their kids worked year-round. Mm-hmm. They coached year-round. Mm-hmm. And I wanted mine to have the opportunity to do that if they wanted to. So we did do that, and we started our coaches association in my second year of coaching. And so it is now 36 years old, I guess. Mm-hmm. Or 30, no, it'd be 35 years old. 35 years old, and it started, you know, helping people, give them guidance how to go about building fields and getting a field and things like that. Mm-hmm. But, you know, we started baseball practice 2 days after the state tournament in basketball, and we played a week later.
Yeah.
And then, you know, I don't think any football team would ever try to do that, and I know no basketball in Kentucky would ever try to do that. And yeah, you know, it was great. And the kids that, you know, that couldn't play basketball or didn't play football, they had that opportunity to get in a weight room and lift as a team and get to know each other and maybe even play summer baseball with each other, which I did that for 35 years. This is the only year that I'm not going to have a summer baseball team.
Wow. And so you're going to have to mow that 40 acres now.
I'm going to have to do something. Yes. But we have on the farm, if you go to the farm, we have bees. We're beekeepers.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, we like to.
Cool.
We like to turn some honey out every now and then. Yeah. And we have a garden, of course. We do our own beef, mm-hmm. and we do our own chickens, broilers, eggs. And we're also going to try to start doing some hogs this fall,
cool.
maybe.
What do you think, if somebody was to ask you to, in a sentence, Jody Hamilton's coaching philosophy, what would it be?
Well, it all depends on the team you have and the players you have. Mm-hmm. Your philosophy is going to change. You know, in high school, it's not like college baseball or professional baseball. You only have what you're given or what walks through the hallways that wants to play. Mm-hmm. So it all depends on the team that you have. You know, you can't take a guy that can't run and tell him he's a base stealer.
Yeah.
So you gotta find out what he can do. But it all comes back to, and you've heard this, you know, this phrase before, pitching defense is what wins championships. So if you can't pitch or if you can't play defense, you're not going to win a championship. Mm-hmm. And then you try to piece together what you can do offensively with your lineup and things like that.
And the last question, this is probably the hardest one. How do you want, as far as Wes Jessamine or all of your baseball coaching career, how do you want Jody Hamilton remembered? What do you hope if as a common theme that your players would say about Jody Hamilton?
Yeah, it's a tough question. I want everybody to feel that I was fair.
There you go.
You know, I coached to win, mm-hmm. and that means I was going to play the best players. And no matter who you were, it didn't matter. I think if you can go 36 years and have one losing record, that means you've done a pretty good job.
You've done something right.
But I think being fair, hard worker, character, I tell this story all the time, too. I was never cheated in a baseball game by an umpire.
Yeah.
No, if we lost, we lost. It was because of us. Yeah. You know, we made an error here or whatever. Right. But, you know, all these people I've heard over, oh, he cheated us. I never got cheated.
Yeah.
Now, if there's a bad umpire, he's bad both ways. You watch him long enough, he's going to be bad both
right.
ways.
And that's okay, as long as they're consistent.
Yeah. I mean, if you're
fair.
Bad, you're bad.
That's right.
There's nothing you can do about it.
That's right. Well, Jody, on behalf of all of us here in our county, we just want to say, first off, congratulations on your retirement. You certainly brought the baseball in our county to a whole new level in your coaching, and for both teams. It's not just for West, it's for East, because your competitors, as you play, you know, I've always heard, if you're going to be good, you got to play the best. And so just by coaching well and having your teams do well, it's helped other teams become better. And so I just appreciate the fact that you chose Jessamine County to be your base and that you've done so well. And I know all the kids hate to see you go, but, you know, I'm one of those people that think that you work towards being able to take it a little easy, and even though you won't be out of baseball, enjoy your retirement, and you've earned it.
Well, I have been blessed. God has blessed me in so many ways, and I really think that he's going to continue to bless
sure.
us. And I would like to thank Jessamine County, you know, for putting up with me all these years, and thanking them for the opportunity. It's been
yeah.
great, and the people of this town have been great, and you know, I've been subbing at JCTC quite a bit, and that place is amazing. And
yeah.
I've got to know the East kids
yeah.
quite a bit, and it's, you know, it's been really nice. It's been really nice.
Good.
Plus, I learned a little bit about agriculture over there every now and then. I step in class or whatever.
That's good.
But I want to thank you, too, Doug, and everything you do for Nicholasville and Jessamine County.
I'm like you. You know, I think we both were probably raised that you live your life and you try to be straight and you give back if you can and hope that you can benefit somebody. So, and you've done that in your job. Thank you so much for being
Thank
here.
Thank you, sir.
My thanks to Jody for coming in today and sharing about his life and his contribution to our kids and our community. I also appreciate you coming in every Saturday morning, too, at 11 o'clock for All Things Jessamine. We'll do it again next week, same time. Also, remember, I'm here every weekday morning. Get you up and going on the Doug Fain Show from 6 to 8 a.m. on Jess FM 105.9.
What's the most beautiful, breathtaking, and vibrant thing at a wedding? It brings everything together, demanding your attention while ever so subtle in its allure. You guessed it, the gorgeous flowers from Rachel's Rose Garden. And the bride, of course. I'm Rachel Wolf, owner of Rachel's Rose Garden, your Jessamine County florist, and I would love to help you plan floral designs and decorations for your special day. Rachel's Rose Garden is conveniently located on Main Street in Wilmore. I hope you'll stop in to see me or give me a call at 859-858-9415 so we can start planning for your flowers from Rachel's Rose Garden.